Well, the east side of the country is being inundated with snow, and here in California, we are so grateful for the belated arrival of rain. Plants are even confused. We got bulbs opening up and tree blossoming. You know who else loves rain? Frogs. This show is brought to you by Frogstone Media, breaking rules in web development and social media marketing. Frogstonemedia.com. My grandmother, my mom's mom, was very nostalgic. When we'd visit her on rainy days and were stuck inside, she would often talk about the old days, including some of her favorite pastimes from her childhood and teen years. She still had her 1920s high school scrapbooks, which included pictures of her favorite silent movie stars of the day. She especially loved Gloria Swanson. She thought she was gorgeous. She also thought Laurel and Hardy were funnier than my favorite old movie comedians, the Marx Brothers. I still disagree with her. Silent movies were silent for both voices and soundtracks because it hadn't yet been discovered how to sync them up. Initially, 20 to 30 member orchestras would perform, but there were problems with some musicians not showing up late, or just not performing well or in line with what was occurring on screen. So it was decided that an organ with different instruments and special effects would be the ticket, especially since it only required one man to play it. You can now purchase silent movie DVDs with the organ music accompaniment incorporated into it, but it's not the same as hearing and seeing the organ played live along with the movie. I have a treat for you. Dave Marino, technician and organist, demonstrated for me, and now for you, a 1,000 pipe unit orchestra organ, which he played that evening for a silent movie event at a local park and recreation clubhouse. Dave has played in many of the great remaining vintage theaters and organ restaurants. So how is this organ different from your everyday church organ?
Well, what this organ is called is a theater organ, and they're an entertainment organ. And they were made primarily during the 20s for company silent movies primarily, and they were also used to play orchestral music and stuff, so they took the place of an orchestra. It's called a unit orchestra. And the sounds of the pipes are very orchestral. Like, here's the violin section of the organ. And then we have a little flute player in the woodwind section. These are all pipes imitating orchestral instruments. And then we have a clarinet. And then we have an oboe player. And then we have a tuba player, and he sounds like... And then we also have church pipes. It'll sound like, church music type stuff. And then it's got other instruments that you wouldn't find on a church organ, like percussions. Like, we have a big Spanish marimba on here, and it sounds like... That's not the chimes. Of course, then we have the church bells you just heard a little bit of. And then we have a glockenspiel. And we have a xylophone, little wood bars struck with hard hammers. And then we have a music box.
Nice.
So there's all kinds of stuff. And besides the percussion, we have rhythm stuff, like we have the marching drums if you're doing a parade type thing. And then we have Latin instruments on here, like we have a tambourine and castanets. Then we have a Chinese woodblock. I use it for a door knock in silent movies. Okay. Just like that. And then we have the last of the percussion things I got is, I hope it's a triangle. Let me see if it's working yet. There it is. And then we have sound effects for company movies that aren't available on a church organ. We have like the mom and grandma and grandpa's old Model T. And then if they're going too fast and they get the chaser behind them. And then we have a doorbell for if somebody rings a bell in a movie. Oh, excuse me, there it is. And then we have a bird whistle for bird calls or love scenes. And then we have a train crossing bell. And then you hear the train coming. So it's got all kinds of stuff that it offers on here. So.
You're prepared for just about anything.
Oh, yeah. You know, like a 5 o'clock traffic jam. So it's got about anything you want on here.
So how many of these are still remaining?
There's quite a few.
Oh, good.
We have the largest one in Sacramento is at Grant Union High School in the auditorium.
Huh.
That's the largest one that still remains around here. But the ones in theaters are all long gone in Sacramento.
How far have you traveled to play?
Oh, I've gone all the way. Well, I play once a year in Kalamazoo, Michigan. not there now. I'm now over in Flint, Michigan.
So. I bet they're happy to have you.
Well, I do movies and stuff, and it's they're harder to find people who play them. They're around, but they're not very well known, I would think.
Well, that's what I was thinking. You'd be in great demand.
Well, to a degree. It depends if people want silent movies or not.
Well, it's a very special niche. And
yeah, it is. And the young kids are just now starting to find this thing out. It seems like what comes around goes around.
Yeah.
So the kids are starting to like it again.
So who are you? What's the youngest age that you've talked to, actually had conversations
with?
Oh,
I've had preschools and stuff come and get a tour of the organ. And then we play like cartoons our gang silent comedies.
Perfect.
Because the Little Rascals made a lot of silent movies.
Yes, they did.
From 1922 on.
Yeah, because you had, what was his name? Before Spanky, it was...
We had like Joe Cobb. We had all kinds of people in the silent era. Yeah.
The original.
Then they went in the talkies. They called them the Little Rascals when they appeared on TV.
So now, how were you introduced to this?
Oh, when I was a little kid, I wanted to play every instrument in the orchestra. And then I found one of these things, and it had everything that I wanted to learn how to play.
Shazam.
Yeah, there it is.
So how do you begin to, well, as you say, there aren't that many people playing it.
Yeah,
how do you even begin to learn?
It's good to take up music lessons. Primarily, it's good to have piano background.
Right, that's a good basic.
Yeah, for classical and stuff. And then there are a few teachers around that are teaching organ. Theater organs almost, you'd almost have to find a professional to do that and have them do coaching with you.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
And they're around.
So what do you think is the future for this? If the kids are coming up, how do you think they'll use it? All these new internet movies, maybe?
You never know. I've done a movie, silent show with Mr. Bean. We just turned off the soundtrack because he talks very little, and he's very similar to Buster Keaton, so that worked out real well.
Oh, fun. So that's different.
And then there's a group called the American Theater Organ Society, which is an international group. And the organ I'm playing here now belongs to the Sierra chapter, the local chapter of that national group. And they have a young organist group within that society.
Okay.
So there's upcoming theater. Not very many of them, but they're slowly growing.
So you get together once a year?
They get together several times. They have like a youth camp that they go to.
Oh, wow.
And they go on field trips and play organs, and they got teachers teaching them all kinds of workshops and stuff about, and it even includes silent movies.
Well, you kind of have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's part of it.
So what do you think is the most common misconception about these organs?
Well, the minute I mention organ, people don't want to hear because they think it's one that they might have heard in church when they were little, and they probably didn't care for it because of the type of music that they weren't familiar with.
Right.
And then they finally hear one of these, and it's playing all this joyful, fun stuff and percussion, and it's like a crazy one-man orchestra going on.
It's fabulous. Yeah. Anything on here that is your favorite?
Not really. I like about everything. I find some use for everything. Somewhere along the line, I'll find a way to use it.
So do you find sheet music?
Oh, I usually take piano vocal music for popular playing, and I use that for playing. There is organ music available.
Well, no, I was thinking accompanying silent movies.
Movies, there are a few score sheets around, and the way I do a film is I look at the time of when the film was made, like 1922 or whatever, And I find music that was popular in 1922 or earlier. Mm-hmm. So if I'm playing a 1920 silent movie, you certainly wouldn't hear Beatles or any of that type of music in there.
Right.
So when I know it's been done, but it's not appropriate. I try to give people the experience the way it was back in the 20s.
Yeah, otherwise it kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't
it?
Well, no, I was curious about the music accompanying the silence insofar as getting the effects at the right moment and the timing.
Yeah, then when you are playing sound effects, when a guy hits a doorbell and you're hitting the doorbell on the organ, or somebody's knocking the door and you're using the wood block and stuff, we call that cueing. So I watch the film a lot so I can get all the cueing, and then I have a book, like a score that I follow, and it's just suggestions of little bits and pieces, and I do a lot of filling and improv in between that.
Okay.
But I usually try to make sure I get all the sound effects in.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if maybe you watched it first, so you'd know what would come when.
And the best compliment that a theater organist would get after doing a movie, people come up and says, "We forgot you were playing."
Nice.
That means you did a good job.
Yes. That other wall is no longer there.
Yeah.
So how do you, maintenance, I know, on a piano, having to keep it in tune.
Well, a pipe organ is a lot more maintenance.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's like a car on steroids. It's mechanical.
Yes.
Anything mechanical eventually will need maintenance of some sort. And this thing would need more maintenance because of the, being is over 80 years old. So leathers go, things go. But if you rebuild them and take care of them, they play fairly well.
Do you just go round robin as far as all the keys and all the different...
Well, I tune organs and rebuild parts and actually build new parts.
I wondered if you could do it yourself. Seems like
I have my own business. I'm the employee and the owner.
Doing it all.
Yeah, and occasionally I'll have a friend help me, like holding keys for tuning, because it's impossible to do that by myself.
So what would you like to see? What would you like people to know about this that maybe they don't?
Well, they'd have to come to a silent movie and get a 1920s experience that you can't do at home, no matter what you try.
But how would they do that at home? Maybe they couldn't get out, or there's nothing available.
Well, you can get on the internet and see silent films, and some of them have musical backgrounds. But when you go to a theater and you're sitting with a lot of people, there's pandemonium breaks out, and you're seeing it on a 30-foot screen. It's a whole different experience.
Oh, of course it is, absolutely.
Yeah, it's overwhelming, in fact. Then having a live organ playing is amazing, too, because not everybody can have a pipe organ in their house to play movies for.
It's like 3D for listening.
Well, yeah, see, it's like an audio 3D.
Yeah. So what is some of your favorite pieces that you perform that's not for silent movies?
Oh, I play, modern music. I when I'm not doing silent movie stuff, I like playing jazz and big band and ballads and stuff. I kind of play everything because I get a lot of calls for different styles of music. So I try not to limit myself to one thing only.
So what are what type of events are you hired for?
Oh, well, primarily silent movies. And then when I do concerts, I play in 3 theaters, and we do classic movies of 1930s on up. And when I do those, they give me a half hour to play a pre-concert type thing. And I usually pick tunes that were the era of the film or the actual tunes from the movie.
Right. So you're playing it concurrently.
Whatever is current with
whatever
the movie.
Whatever the music. Yeah.
Unless it gets to a brand new movie where rap music is called for, then I'm a little bit out. I haven't gotten called because they're classic movies, so I'm not too worried about it.
Well, maybe you could start a new trend.
You never know.
You know, hip-hop organ, hip-hop
silent. Yeah, the organ will do anything you want it to. It all depends if the musician is capable of playing that type of music.
See, they don't have your expertise.
Well, I don't claim to be able to do a heavy rock and roll, heavy metal, or anything like that. Nor would I think it would sound good on here, but you might get a musician that might come along and turn us all around about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just giving a different slant. That's all. Something new. People are always looking for something new and different, right?
Yeah, and I think the young children now has gone as far as electronic instruments can go until something revolutionary, but they haven't had the opportunity to see one of these early instruments and explore what it can do. You can't take a theater organ on the road. You have to go play where they are. Because to install one, you're looking at 1 year for insulation just to get it going. Yeah, that's where we got...
On the wall here, you have it built in. It's not just isolated.
It's in 2 chambers, and there's about, on this organ, there's over 1,000 pipes on it.
Oh, only 1,000.
Yeah, and then and all the equipment's very heavy and stuff like that.
Oh,
and,
I would imagine it is.
It's not portable by any means.
No.
Now, when I travel, and if a place does not have an organ, I have an electronic organ that looks very much what I'm sitting at now. It's got 3 keyboards. It simulates a pipe organ, and it has 12 tone caps for speaker. It's electronic, synthetic type of theater organ, but it can go as far as electronic goes. But they are now building virtual organs, which are actual recordings of what these sound like that you're playing and recreating again. So technology is starting to pick up on this.
But it's still not the same as in person.
I've been to a few concerts, and I was almost full.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting that good.
That's almost disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in a way, but technology can do a lot of wonderful things if it's used correctly.
But on the other hand, a lot of people are returning to vinyls because CDs, the digital, is not the same. It just doesn't have the same...
They're finding with vinyl and actually tube amplifiers, they're getting a lot of warmth that they could not get before.
Yeah.
And if you put the two side by side, you will notice a difference.
So that's what I'm thinking with the organ. They can.
Yeah, well, this is an acoustical instrument. There's no electronics. There's no speakers on this organ. It's all, everything is done acoustically. So when you turn a set of bells on, there's real bells in the organ chambers, and they're being struck by electro-pneumatic with hammers on them, and they strike and hit the bells. Oh, and if you play a drum, you have another, the same system with a hammer on it beating the drum. So they're real instruments. They're just mechanically operated.
But they're actual instruments.
Yes, they are. They're real. They're real thing you would buy in a music store.
Well, give me a little tune, like say it's a love scene, and then suddenly the villain walks in.
Okay, we could do like a nice, pretty thing here, and there's like a young girl in there. And then the villain would kind of slip in. And then things start happening then. And then the villain, then the hero comes in. That's a happy ending. So there's a little bit of it. And then all of a sudden, maybe in the middle of the movie, right when you least expect it, then somebody like Laurel Hardy would show up.
Yep.
So, and the organ does a lot of things. It'll imitate other things, like I was playing a movie on Scottish music, then we would have the organ do imitate the, and this is not heard very often. I would be doing like bagpipes, and it would sound like. And then maybe another scene in another movie, we would probably be doing a circus thing and go. So the organ does many, many types of styles and moods, depending on what it's called for.
I guess. What about a sweeping saga like Lawrence of Arabia, or the Sheik, I should say, Valentino?
Oh, you could do like Middle Eastern type things. And it would do very well for that. So it would be things like. Then maybe there's a girl they see. So all kinds of things you can do with it.
We must have fun with cartoons.
I'm going to be doing one tonight. Another way to look at a theater organ, it's kind of, I call it the 1920s synthesizer, because it does so many imitations of other types of instruments. Even though it's all acoustically done, there's nothing electronic that you're trying to get an actual type of sound to.
Nothing literal.
Yeah, it's strictly acoustical. Like I said, there's no speakers. When you hear one, it's like a living, breathing giant that it is.
It's awesome. I love it.
So it does all kinds of crazy things. And when I demo the organ, I like to joke and tease people. Like, I say this organ is very unique because it has not one but two cuckoos on it. And people wonder what that is. Well, here's one cuckoo. And then here's two cuckoos.
Bada boom, bada bing. That's when you hit the rim shot.
Yeah, I could do that here, like do that here.
There we go.
So it'll do that also. And then, like, also, one time I was doing a movie, and it had a typewriter. So I said, oh, we got to have a typewriter. So I used the castanets on one hand, and I have a bell playing on the other, and you get the old Underwood typewriter, and it sounds like that.
Perfect.
And then one time I was playing somewhere, when the cell phones first came out, they used to have an unusual ring on them, and I when I first heard it, I picked it up and I was doing this when their phone was ringing. That's the old cell phones when they first came out. So it gives you an idea. This thing, it's like a synthesizer. We'll imitate a lot of things.
We got sweet birds up in the trees. Do you have anything for, say, you know, heavy, like a vulture or buzzards coming in?
No, I would probably just play some kind of a big overtone type music of suspense and stuff with them coming in and stuff. Yet I haven't had a movie with a big bird in it yet.
Well, we were talking about cartoons, and for some reason that one popped up into mind.
Like tonight's cartoon will be about a dog and with a bulldog, and they run around through a house of mirrors in a carnival. And it's funny, all the different mirrors, and so I have to be setting up different types of mood music for each of the characters you see on the funny mirrors.
What do the different dogs sound like?
The typical dog bark on a theater are going to be something like that. Or a big dog, or a chihuahua, like that. And, it, you know, it does animal sounds. Like, here's one that I always called my favorite little hog. So it does other sounds besides what it does.
Anything missing on here? Do you think you can pretty much create anything?
No, the only thing I can't get that the kids like, they want a guitar. So if I had a digital keyboard, which you can do with these pipe organs, if it has an electronic system running it, we could plug in a MIDI system, and then we can actually have a guitar playing on the organ. Though it wouldn't be acoustical, and it wouldn't be anything of the 1920s with the rest of the instrument.
Well, ukuleles back then.
But not on the organ. We can imitate a ukulele kind of thing, or a steel guitar when you're playing something, and then turn off what's called a tremolo, and I can be playing something like that, kind of give it kind of a sound of a Hawaiian sound.
So strings would be kind of difficult on here then.
Orchestral strings, like I said, with the violins or like a viola, I can do those type orchestral stuff. And then the cello would be here.
Right.
But as far as strummed instruments and plucking instruments, I can't really portray them too well. But I could play songs that would and try to give the illusion of it might be there.
Yeah.
But you're busy watching the movie, so you kind of camouflage it in there. Well, and then people psychologically think it's happening.
And that, then your job is done.
Yes.
Well, anything that you sent me out the door with?
Oh, we could play a big rousing thing here, I guess. One of the tunes I like to play, because since I play for movies all the time, would be something like Hooray for Hollywood. And here's what it sounds like on here.
At the event that night, Dave shared an anecdote of an audience member who had complained that the music was too loud for her to hear the movie. It's a silent movie. You wouldn't be hearing anything. As you know, each week leading up to the 150th anniversary of the National Park System, I'll be highlighting a different park. This week, it's Zion National Park, located near St. George and Springdale, Utah, which was established in 1909. I'm sorry, I know I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. It was called Mukuntuweap, Mukuntuweap National Monument. That's a Southern Paiute term for straight canyon or straight arrow, depending on who you talk to. The name was changed to Zion in 1919. The park encompasses 229 square miles, 30 miles in length, and 15 miles across at its widest point. In the park, you'll find the 13-mile Carmel Highway, which includes a 1.1-mile tunnel, which was completed in 1930, Column Arch, one of the largest freestanding arches in the world, Bryce Canyon, the Narrows, and tarantulas. It's a gorgeous park. It's gorgeous. If you're looking for volunteer vacations in Utah, there are a couple coming up this year in the Manti-LaSalle National Park Forest and Ashley National Forest High Unitas Wilderness Area. Visit AmericanHiking.org. To all you crafters out there or youth groups looking for a craft project to serve the community, this great idea was brought to my attention. Craft handmade Valentine's Day cards and donate them to Meals on Wheels, who can then deliver a card to each Meals on Wheels recipient in their area. Isn't that a great idea? Do something different this week. Learn to spell your name in sign language.